Blog Talk Radio.
With us in the studio today, and we thank and praise God for this worship for Wednesday. Praise the Lamb of God that we come together worshiping and praising God for his goodness, the things he has done, the things he is doing, and the things he's going to do. I just had a conversation with my son this morning, old Joseph, and I was telling him, Joe, you never look back. Stop looking back and don't even look at what he is right now. Look ahead, son. See yourself in the future. See yourself, and you look better, son. Praise the Lamb of God. There's brighter days ahead. Praise the Lord, and God has so much in store for you. I tell you, people, praise the Lamb of God, today I shed my old skin. I'm brand new today, praise the Lamb of God, and I know you are too, and I love each of you today, and I bless you for being here on the show with us. Those of you who are chiming in, praise the Lamb of God, already I see my friend, my brother, my co-host here, Prophet Darrell Saunders, is on the air already. Praise the Lord. and we thank God for him. How you doing, man of God?
I am doing wonderful this morning. I won't complain. I ain't going to say can't complain because I can't complain, but I won't complain.
Hallelujah. My God, you and I are living on the same level. Praise the name of God. The same level of faith, Prophet Dale. I can complain about a million things, but I won't complain. Praise the Lamb of God. You know why? Because I know all of these things are working together for my good because I love the Lord, and I am the called according to his purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. God is good, not sometime, all the time, and he's good on purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, he is. Man of God, they said we got some more rainwater coming. The water is coming again. Lord have mercy. The water is coming again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, praise the Lamb. Erico 630, your mic is hot. The water is coming again. Praise the Lamb. It's already in Chicago. Indianapolis, yes, they say you got about 5 inches of rain coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's coming to Detroit. We're already in storm warnings and all that going across television. Praise the Lamb of God. So we're here. But guess what? The blood is on the doorpost.
Yes,
the oil has been in the house. It's been anointed. If it passed over me once, it'll pass over me again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know that, don't you, Prophet Dale? If it did it once,
I know that's right.
He can do it again. Hallelujah. My God, what a wonderful God we serve today. Let me tell you something, praise the Lamb of God. It's nothing our God can't do, praise the Lamb of God, for his children. I love him today. I love him today. Talk to us, Prophet Dale. Tell me something good.
You know, Apostle, I'm just truly, truly excited about the move of God, amen, how God is just moving and how he's just pouring out his blessings and how he's preserving the righteous like he said he would in times of famine, in times of wars and storms. He said he will protect his own. And then I really, truly, I thank God. I thank God for my life. I thank God for the new Chip, I thank God for sparing my mother's life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just thank God for being God all by himself. You know, I find no fault in the man. I find no fault in him. You know,
fault in the man. My God.
I was sitting down on my feet yesterday, and I'm going to shut my mouth so you can get started with this show. I was sitting down with one of my friends yesterday, and I was just telling, we were just talking about how the church has offended God.
My goodness gracious.
We have offended God. We call God Mother Nature. We call God all these other things that's not even recorded in his word, not even recorded in the Holy Scriptures. We say stuff that's not even recorded in his word, and we offend him.
Yes.
And he's upset with us.
Yeah, we offend him, man. We offend God a lot in things we call him and then in ways we don't acknowledge him. Praise
That's
the Lamb
right.
of God. And then we use him like he's a 911 emergency vehicle and things of that nature. And God has a lot to be offended about.
Yeah.
It comes down, even when we get out of the bed in the morning, I believe the majority of people, before they really acknowledge God, something is taking place.
You're right.
To wake, open your eyes, and sit up on the side of your bed and say, Lord, thank you for another day. I was laying in the bed this morning thanking him because I was able to move my legs when I woke up. And activity, I laid in the bed thanking him and praising him. Like David, doing the night watches. Hallelujah. If I wake up in the night, I'm praising God in the night.
That's right.
I praise him in the night. I thank him. I look for him in the night. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My thoughts are on him.
That's
Hello,
right.
Lightbug. Praise the Lamb of God. there's a whole lot of ways that, you know, and I talked about it yesterday, and I know we're not really into the show good yet, but it's still good, healthy stuff we're talking about here. I talked about yesterday in our power. I talked about in the third chapter, St. John, decreasing and increasing. Decreasing yes. and increasing. John said, wait a minute now. The bridegroom is here, and mm-hmm. I'm the best man. I'm rejoicing at his voice because he's here. He said, I must decrease now that he might increase. That's a daily journey in the believer's life. It's supposed yep. to be. We're supposed to be dying daily to ourselves. We're supposed to decrease and let him increase. And the only way he can increase in us is we acknowledging him, praise the Lamb of God. We are allowing him to lead. We are allowing him to direct our path. We are seeing him move, hallelujah, by his Spirit. Yes, Lord, because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let me see. I think this is Bertha. Wait a minute.
Morning.
This is my Bertha. Here's my granddaughter. Is this my Bertha?
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Father
Shannon. And Holly got a boy. She couldn't read the Bible last night. Running around ballyhooping and hollering and snotting, laying hands on people and casting out demons. Now she don't have no voice. What you got to say, Bertha?
What you got to
say, Bertha? I got you now because you can't hardly talk. You can't talk now, can you? I get the last word today.
No, I couldn't get the last word with you today. My daughter's got me covered.
We came out. What did she say? What did she say, Prophet Dale? I can't understand
that.
We can't understand you.
And my son got me covered today.
Would y'all please tell y'all my children so she can wake up out of that dream she had, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here go my other daughter. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi,
goodness. These my children, girl. I don't know what birth to come with this mess. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute, we got another caller. Who is this? Erico 252.
God bless you. How are you?
Carlos, amigo.
Yeah.
What's up, my prophet?
Nothing much, God. Still giving God praise, giving God glory for what God is doing and what God is getting ready to do. Amen. We just thank the Lord
my
for
God,
what
my
he,
God.
What he is
well,
doing even in this hour.
My God, don't you love him today? Praise the Lamb of God. They're talking about some traumatic weather. For all of us whose voices I'm listening to right now. So let us praise the Lamb of God, prepare for whatever God is about to do here. Carolinas, too. They was talking about that on the Weather Channel today, too. Praise the Lamb of God. Right. So real overcast, like it's finna do something right here in Southfield already. Praise God. But we are secure. And because we're wrapped in his arms, praise the Lamb of God. Last night, well, today, I was talking to Joseph, and Joseph told me, I said, Joe, I was talking to him on the phone. I said, Joseph, make sure, man, you watch out there. Be careful because of the weather and everything. He said, well, Dad, I'm at work. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be right here, you know, until I get off. I said, okay. I said, well, just make sure if you get off and it's flooding or something, Doc, let me know. We have to get your room downtown or something. He told me, he said, Dad, I ain't worried about nothing. I took that oil, I anointed my house, my apartment. I ain't worried about nothing, Dad. The car anointed, I'm anointed. I told him, I said, you don't know how good you made your daddy feel just by saying you obeyed my voice as a prophet in your life. He said, Dad, I always do what you tell me to do. When it comes to the Spirit, I do not play. I know you're a prophet. I love. And, you know, that's one of the best things you can hear your children say. My goodness. Maybe y'all don't understand what I felt when he told me that. But that was, oh, my goodness. So I'm saying to you, I gave out oil last night in our power. Our granddaughter's going to get mad at me. Granddaughter, I gave out oil.
Oh, you did,
our
huh?
power. And Bertha gave everybody two bottles.
Oh,
she just gave all of it away.
What?
Bertha, my Bertha went in the bag. I told her to give people the oil. I come back to the bag, all the oil gone. She didn't gave out the oil.
She
didn't gave out the oil to the people. Praise the Lamb of God. And I told them to anoint and do what's necessary to be done. I'm telling you, people out here in Radio Land, I'm telling you today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Anoint your homes. Anoint your children. Anoint their beds. Praise the Lamb of God. And pray over your house and pray over these things. I promise you, the God that heareth prayer will hear you. Praise the Lamb of God. And when the storm of life go to raging, he'll stand by you. Hallelujah. When the hurricane come, it'll go around you. When the tornado whips through, he'll put his hand in front of you. Hallelujah. He'll watch your children on the schoolyard while you at work. Yes, he will. Praise the Lamb of God. He'll cause sickness, disease to be on your block, but can't touch your porch. Hallelujah. Because you are the servants of the Most High, and your seed is the seed of the righteous. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ever ask, imagine, or expect, because he is God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It's prayer time in the city. It's prayer time right here on the show. It's prayer time. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going into our intercessory mode right now. Praise the Lamb. Sylvia is up to the mic. And we're going to allow our daughter, Evangelist Sylvia, praise the Lamb of God, to come and lead us to the throne of grace. Lead us to that blessed place. We're praying for the sick and shut in. Hallelujah. I mean that when I said we're praying for the sick and shut in. We're praying for those who are hurting. My God, for the helpless, the hopeless, those of you who can't pay your bills. I know a man from Galilee. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who are depressed today, the spirit of depression is running rampant. I tell you, he's a heavy load. Sharer, a heavy load bearer, and he can lift the heavy burden off of you. Praise the Lamb of God and give you the garment of praise and the oil of joy. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Sylvia is coming now to lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah and amen. Come on, daughter.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this day, God, that you have made, God. We shall, God, rejoice and be glad in it, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for unity, God. Thank you, Lord God, for apostle, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for each prophet and prophetess on the page, God. Each intercessor, God, we say thank you, Lord God, for building up your people, oh God, for building up your kingdom, oh God. Oh God, for gathering your remnant, God. We say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for saving us, God. Oh God, for giving us the mind to call on your name, God. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, forgive us, God, when we walked away, oh, God. Forgive us, God, when we went back out on you, God. Forgive us, God, for not walking in obedience, God. Forgive us, God, for everything, oh, Lord, that was unpleasing to you, God. Oh, God, forgive us, God, and keep us clean, God, a clean heart, God. Renew a right spirit in us, God, all the days of our lives, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for those that are in homes, oh, God, those that are in hospice, God, those that are in the hospital, God. Oh, God, touch their bodies, oh, God. Heal, God, deliver, God, and set free, oh, God. Oh, God, even those the doctors have gave up on, God. Heal them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you're still God. You're still on the throne, God. All power, God, is in your hands, God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for healing today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring minds today, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, over those that are depressed in their minds, oh God. Those that are depressed, oh God. Those that are in bondage, oh God. Those that are held captive, oh God. Oh God, we decree and declare, God, that they are loose. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, they're coming out, God, of every place, oh God, every dark place, oh God. Oh God, and they shall be your light on the hill, God. They shall be the salt of the earth, oh God. Oh Lord, thank you, Lord God, and every plan and every trick of the enemy, oh God. Expose it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, he shall not, oh, God,
have
the victory, God, because we stand on the wall, God. We stand united, God, as a force, oh, God, and the enemy shall not prevail, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We claim victory, God. Oh, God, because you caused your people to triumph, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Even our children, oh, God, we lift them up before you, God, across this city, oh, God, across the state, oh, God, across the nation, oh, God. We lift them up before you, God. Oh, God, and we keep them before the throne, oh, God, pleading the blood, God. Oh, God, interceding, God, just as Jesus intercedes for us, oh, God. We continue to stand in the gap, oh, God. We shall not lose our children, God, to drugs, oh, God. We shall not lose them to the streets, oh, God. We shall not lose them to the grave, oh, God. But, God, they shall proclaim your name, oh, God. They shall have long life, oh, God. They shall walk in obedience, oh, God. Oh, God, they shall know who they are, God. There shall be no identity crisis, God. Oh, God, they are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, you knew them from the womb, oh, God. Oh, God, you know them blessed, oh, God. Oh, God, and they shall rise up, oh, God, and bless their friends, oh, God. They shall rise up and bless your name, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Be a shield of fire around them, God, on the school ground, God, on the bus, oh, God, in their neighborhoods, God, and even in their homes, oh, God. Protect their minds, oh, God. Oh, God, they shall walk in obedience, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah. And those that are in prison, oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, oh, God. Oh, God, that they will repent, oh, God, that they will know God is still day and they can call on your name, oh, God. Oh, God, is your desire, oh, God, that no man shall perish, God. So, Father, save, oh, God, deliver them, God. Oh, God, you kept them, God. But, Lord, save them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let their hearts not grow hard, oh, God. But, God, let it grow tender towards you, God. Oh, God, thank you, God. Every leader, oh, God, I lift up your leaders to you today, oh, God, that they don't grow weary in well-doing, oh, God. Oh, God, that they will mount up, Lord, as eagles, oh, God. They'll run, God, and not be tired, God. They'll walk, God, and they'll have new strength, oh, God, a new joy, God. Oh, God, they'll preach and proclaim your name, oh, God. Oh, God, in truth, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that the fire is still burning in them, God. And, Father, protect their homes, oh, God. Oh, God, protect their children, oh, God. Oh, God, protect those on their job, oh, God. And everywhere the enemy is trying to rise up, oh, God, we cut him off at the head, God, and we send it to a dry and barren place, oh, God, and seal it in the name of Jesus, God. But, God, we superimpose your will, God, your will of obedience, oh, God, your will, oh, God, your will done on earth, God, as it is in heaven, oh, God. Father, we take our rightful place, oh, God, and proclaim your name throughout the earth, oh, God. We shall subdue, oh, God, we shall walk in authority, oh, God. Oh, God, we will not take down, God, but we will stand our ground, God, rooted and grounded in you, God, in the word that shall never pass, oh, God. Oh, God, heaven and earth will pass away, God, but your word shall remain, oh, God. Father, you said if we decree and declare a thing, God, that you would establish it, God. So,
yes,
Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for being our Redeemer, God. We thank you, Lord, for being our Jehovah Jireh, God, for being our peace, oh God, for being our sustainer, God. Oh God, for being our keeper, Lord, for being our mind regulator, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Let the fire, oh God, continue to burn in your people, oh God. Oh God, that when people see us, God, they see you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say, bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My God, my God. That daughter there, boy, I love to hear my daughter's and sons pray, my goodness gracious. The prayers of the righteous, they just avail much. My goodness, people of God, and we are believers in of prayer and the works of prayer. And so much has been done through that action. But let me tell you something about your worship, praise the Lamb of God, when your worship is for real. Hallelujah. Boy, true worship will break barriers. Oh, my goodness. Demons to a flight. True worship. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. We'll send a spirit of healing. Release the prophetic. I'm talking about true worship. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When your worship is for real. When you're not faking it. Not going through spiritual gymnastics. Hallelujah. But you are serious about intimacy with God. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my. And the acts of worship, praise the Lamb, come automatic to you as being spirit-led and not something manufactured. I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, you will break every yoke because praise and worship, praise, are married to each other. And he inhabits the praises of his people. And when you adore God, worshiping him, acknowledging who he is in worship, all worship really is an intimate level where you just start loving on God, praise the Lamb of God, loving on God. My granddaughter, Eliana, praise God, she's about 2 years old. Eliana sits on my lap, and I just look at her and just tell her, you so beautiful, you so sweet, you so this, you so that. And now she tells people, Papa, just be loving on me. Papa, just be loving on me. That's what you do to God in worship. Pray, you tell him who he is, what he is, what he means to you, how precious he is. Hallelujah. That's what worship is. Praise is thanking him for who he is, what he is, and what he has done. Thanksgiving. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you worship, my God, that's when you get into a posture. Hallelujah. And you're telling God how sweet he is to you, how much he means to you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. I'm about to go in right now. My goodness. Just thinking about how much love he has for us. Yes,
go on and go in, Apostle.
Telling the Lord your love is everlasting. Your mercy is great, Lord. There is none like you, God. That's what worship is. And worship is bowed down. Worship is prostrate in your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, first of all. So you bow. Make sure your heart is bent. Make sure your spirit is humbled. Yes, God. Yes, God. And that intimacy, my God, will take you to a place in the spirit that you will be there, hallelujah, you will forget what time it is. You'll forget to do the laundry, hallelujah, the Lamb of God, because of your intimacy with God. Yes, God, hallelujah. You got to know how to dismiss yourself. Get carried away in the spirit, hallelujah. My. I wonder what John was doing out there on the Isle of Patmos when he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I wonder how he got in the spirit. I wonder, was he praying? Was he praising? Or was he in worship? An island called a desolate place. sent there to die for punishment for preaching the word. But the disciple got in the spirit, hallelujah, and God showed him wondrous things, praise the Lamb of God, in visions, oh, my goodness gracious, in theophanies, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, if the people would worship God, hallelujah. I just thought I'd drop this in your spirit, this being a wonderful worship. If the people would worship God, if you would learn to worship God, hallelujah. Oh, then you'll understand why we keep saying
hallelujah.
In his is the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Woo! At his right hand are pleasures evermore. My goodness gracious of life. You would understand what we mean when we say that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You'll know what we mean when we say there's healing, there's life. Because there is no pain in his presence. There is no sickness, disease when you really get into worship. Hallelujah. If you got it, you don't even know you have it. My God, time is suspended. Glory to Jesus Christ. Well, everybody ain't been as deep as I've been, and I know that. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm trying to take you there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like Pop Staples today. I know a place. It's called worship. Ain't nobody crying. I know a place. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. I felt the hand of the Lord come upon me when I said that. Oh, I know a place. It's in God. That's what David meant when he said, he's my hiding place. Hallelujah. In the secret of his pavilion will he hide me. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Well, we got some more. Look like Ophelia is joining us here. Ophelia.
Hi, Apostle. Hi, everyone.
Amen. We're doing good on Thursday, daughter. What's his name? Prophet. And your mic is back hot. You was having a doing prayer, and we had on mute. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch the background noise, people of God. That's with me. Your mics are open. Watch that background noise so we can have a nice and intelligent fan. If you're going to talk in your car, put the mic on mute.
Mm-hmm.
You need to mute your phone. It's the Lamb of God. There is a mute button. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you today, all of you, and I thank you for being here. My God, my God, my God. When the saints go to worship, deliverance will surely come. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I love you all today. Praise God. Listen, it's wonderful worship Wednesday, and you know we're always open for testimonies. If you're here, you got a testimony, something you want to share with us that God has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. If the prophetic word has meant anything in your life, hallelujah, and you want to share that today, you can share that with us right this minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Because we are in that vein today. We want to hear about the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to hear about the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Now we're going up to the top here, and we're going to hear from some of these that's on. Prophet Darrell has already said something already. But Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God. Tell us more, praise the Lamb of God, about this exciting ministry that you're doing in Indianapolis. Somebody might be hearing today, praise the Lamb of God. I want to know, what is going on in Indianapolis and what you got planned, what's coming up, any events, addresses, where can we meet you at on Sundays, praise the Lamb of God. Come on, talk to us, man of God.
Well, at a location, we're on 10th Street right now. The pastor, we met with her while I was down there over on 10th Street in Indianapolis. She has so many buildings to where, therefore, she's going to let us rent out one. Amen. And God is just moving like never before down there. Apostle, I just believe God that God is calling for Indianapolis to get in order. And I'm a firm believer that God sent me down at this time to trouble the water. And
my
to
God,
be,
my
be a gatekeeper, to be an intercessor for that city of, because it just seemed like they're trying to turn Indianapolis to a war zone. And I was talking to the pastor. I said, they're not going to turn this city into a war zone, not on my watch. And
my
I
God.
Said, and I mean it, and I said it, and I said over again. It's not going to happen on my watch. And God said he is sending in the people that don't mind taking the street. And that's what we're doing down there. We're taking the streets, Apostle. We're not just going in the church, you know, just the hard church, but we're going out saving souls. And the pastor, when I go back down there, she's going to set up the day where we're going to spend a whole weekend shut in. Well, we shut in for a whole week. Amen. Whoever got to go to school, they're going to go to school, and they're going to come back to the church. And so that's what we're doing, all because we're preparing the move and the flow of God for the apostolic anointing to rest on that place.
Hallelujah. My God, man of God. I just was led to ask you about that, but I didn't have no idea. My goodness, my son is taking his... Oh, my... Mm-hmm. All right. Just taking it to the streets, praise the Lamb of God, and shutting in and fasting and praying, praise the Lamb of God. And we know, hallelujah, that this is the will of God for our lives as it relates to taking authority, people of God. My goodness gracious, you have to take authority over, first of all, praise the Lamb of God, the spirit that's over a city. You have to discern that city. Yes, God,
on,
that looks out. Hallelujah. We call it spiritual mapping. And you have to find out what spirit is over that territory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then you got to take authority over that demon, and he don't want to move.
That's
over
it.
To Jesus Christ.
That's
Hallelujah.
It.
The Bible said you can't enter into a man's house unless you first bind the strong man.
You got
the light bulb. You got to bind the strong man. You got to bind that spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that's over that city. Yes, God.
And you know what?
Hallelujah. Right? You can go to work. Yes?
You know, I was just reading this morning on the, I was looking on the internet reading some stuff, and they were talking about, I saw an article about them, and they was talking about that this new religious group was bringing the devil to Detroit, and they were saying that they building a satanic temple in Detroit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming, as a matter of fact, they opening up today. And they got a book at a fair today. And, you know, it's just time that we take notice of what's going on, like you said, in our city. And it's time that we start to bind up the strong men, what's going on in our city. Because as we see, they about their business, but we're not doing what we're supposed to do.
I want to tell you this. If they opening up in Detroit today, they picked the wrong day, because God is raining on their parade as we speak.
Amen.
It
Amen.
Is raining cats, dogs, and little kids with umbrellas. So they really, praise the Lamb of God, is going to have them a grand opening. I tell you, like grand might be floating over with. I bind it in Jesus' name. This is the city of light, praise the Lamb of God. And it shall be. It is.
Yes.
Hallelujah, the spiritual Mecca of America.
That's it.
Glory to Jesus Christ. I decree it, I declare it in Jesus' mighty name, that Detroit is the spiritual Mecca of America.
That's right.
Amen.
Glory to
Jesus.
Hallelujah. The Lord told me that when I first came here. Hallelujah. It is shall come to pass. We're going to move here because of the spirituality of this city. Praise the Lamb of God. signs, wonders, and miracles going to run up and down the street. Hallelujah. Jesus' mighty name. I curse every witch, every warlock to death.
Hallelujah.
God said, I will not for a witch to live in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Put every demon to a... My God, my God, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. It is so. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. People of God, our God reigns. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody fool you. Our God reigns.
Amen.
And don't let nobody fool you. Open up what you want to open up. Praise the Lamb of God. My God reigns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My. Woo, my goodness. People of God, that's why it's so very important that we come together. Praise the Lamb of God as a solid unit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing. Oh, my goodness. I know that God has set us as we're going to Texas here in November. Praise the Lamb of God that he is setting us up. It's a reason why we're going to the prayer center. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a reason why all of these intercessors are going to descend. Praise the Lamb. I got prophetess calling to text me not too long ago this morning from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Praise the Lamb of God, Prophetess Roberts. I'm checking on my flight, Prophet. She ain't never been to the gathering. I'm checking on my flight. My brother lives there. I'm coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Others are texting me. I'm getting my flight. Praise the Lamb of God. We're coming. Praise them. God is a clarion call. If you were spiritual, you would know it. It's a clarion call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come over here into Macedonia and pray for us. It's a clarion call. Praise the Lamb of God for prayer, praise, and prophecy. And we're going to fulfill these promises that God has spoken over your life. You're going to see them come to fruition. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to be activated into new levels of the spirit realm. Hallelujah. As we lay the mantle.
Hallelujah.
To Gail Johnson, going to be set, praise the Lamb of God, into the office of prophetess. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, people of God, this is going to be a historical time there in the city of Fort Worth, Texas, at the Morning Star Center. Praise the Lamb of God. We got special guests coming. General Overseer of Intercessory Prayerful Gospel, praise the Lamb of God, Pastor Pierce will be with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, we got folk coming. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to us into deeper level. You wait till you hear this man teach on warfare and then demonstrate what warfare is in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Leading us into warfare. Hallelujah. Your life ain't going to never be the same. You're going to be conquering demons. You're going to be locking spirits up in jail. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to have your own prison. Hallelujah. You ain't going to take no captives. I promise you. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going in, praise the Lamb of God, with a new mindset. This is the clarion call. Fort Worth, Texas, November 6th, 7th, praise the Lamb of God, and the morning of the 8th. There at the Morning Star, praise the Lamb, Hampton Hotel, right there, praise the Lamb of God. You need to book your ticket. You need to get your room. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be on, praise the Lamb of God. I need you there. I want you there. Hallelujah. I want us all in the same hotel. Churches around Fort Worth are joining us. Praise the Lamb of God. Churches around Fort Worth are joining us. Praise the Lamb. I promise you, people of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, you're going to know that God is there with us. Hallelujah. He has promised. The Lord spoke, said, praise the Lamb of God. When you go to Fort Worth, I'm sending the Shekinah glory, hallelujah, to Morning Star. Watch what it do. Oh, watch what it do. Hey, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about you, and you. And I know the Lord is releasing what you need to get there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Look to the hills from whence come your help, knowing that all your help, it comes from the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who have extra, praise God, you know God has blessed you. Play, go on the PSMINTL.org, give an offering and say, prophet, utilize this to help others go. There's some others who want to go and can't afford it. But if you would like to be a sponsor, praise the Lamb of God, just put sponsor on your donation. As sure as the Lord lives, it will be used for that purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. There's several right now that I can name off the top of my head that desires to go and cannot afford it. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're one of those who say, I know I can't be there, but what would it cost me to be there if I could go? I have it. I want to donate that. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to pay for somebody's flight and room. Praise the Lamb. So that they can attend. Hallelujah. This wonderful conference. And I will reap the harvest. There's always a harvest coming from a sincere. There's always a harvest from a sincere sown into good soil. And you know this is fertile soil. Hallelujah. And you know, just this morning already, since we've been on the show, praise the Lamb of God, my son texted me and said, you mentioned about money this morning, being in something in your worship and stuff, and we praise and worshiping God, and didn't have no cash, went into the laundry, pulled out the laundry, and money fell out of our pockets in the laundry. Didn't have no cash, now they got cash. Hallelujah. When your worship is for real, that's what I talked about. Right. When your worship is for real, this is fertile ground. Praise the Lamb of God. Too many people been blessed. Hallelujah. For you to even try to doubt that this is fertile ground. I know what I'm made of. Hallelujah. I know the anointing that's on my life. I know what God has spoken to me. And I know today, praise the Lamb of God, that if you sow that seed at PSMINTL.org, that God will bless you richly. Praise the Lamb of God for your seed. There will be a return on it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I love Jesus today. I love Jesus today. My God, my God, my God. Who else is on here? Let me see. Granddaughter?
Yes.
Come talk to me about this revival y'all got gonna have going now at New Beginnings for all of the sons and daughters of the church. I heard something about this, but you didn't tell me, granddaughter.
Did you now?
Yes,
well,
indeed.
Well, actually, we started in September with all the sons and daughters of the ministry. Each son and daughter got a Sunday to preach in September. So pastor's not preaching any in September, and then that's leading us up to our revival in October, where we got a whole week of word coming forth.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What week is that in October?
October starting the 5th, the 7th, Tuesday night, 7th, all the way to that Friday.
That Friday, yeah, praise the Lamb of God
Friday,
there in Chicago, Illinois, at the New Beginning.
Yeah, then we have ordination.
Then you're
going to
have ordination
morning.
Behind the revival. My goodness gracious. Give us the address, the time of the services, and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, my goodness gracious, we want to make sure, praise the Lamb, of those who can attend, who knows. I might drive over there just for a night of the revival. Praise the Lamb of God.
Make sure you and Angel might just jump in the car
and just on over. Praise the Lamb of God, just to be supportive and to look at my sons and my granddaughters and my grandsons and listen
to you.
Ain't
no grandsons. Ain't no grandsons. It's just a granddaughter. That's it. That's all.
Oh, that selfish spirit. I see.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Lord's going to take care of that. That selfishness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Right. Praise God. Pray for a prophet, Darrell. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right, all right, all right. You didn't give us an address. Give us an
address.
It's on the corner of Damon and Washington.
Adams. It's 1960 Adams. We're on the corner of Damon and Adams, right next to the Chicago Bulls Stadium and to the United States.
Malcolm X.
Yep. Tuesday.
You're writing back
Friday.
Malcolm X. College.
Tuesday through Friday, the service will be at 7:30.
Amen.
And,
Tuesday.
I don't have the time for a Saturday morning service, but I'm sure it's at 11. It's at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock on that Saturday morning. Praise the Lamb of God.
Morning.
All right. Just want to do some highlighting here. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Pearson. Carlos. He didn't left me. He on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, let's keep on down.
I ain't going nowhere.
Man of God, what you got coming up? What you got anything to announce? Anything coming up that you want the people to know about?
Yeah, those of you, I don't know if anybody's on here from Georgia. I will be in Tucker, Georgia next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
You're talking real fast. You'll be where?
Tucker, Georgia. 2206. Tucker. C-U-C-K-E-R. Meet me there. God has a word that he wants to give his people. We're going to be at Fertile Ground Ministries at 2206. Amen. Hanfred Lane at Tucker, Georgia. So y'all
in Tucker, Georgia.
In Tucker, Georgia. Yeah, I'll be preaching there next Tuesday night. Amen. For those of you that may be in North Carolina, I will be in Fairmont this Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. So I'll be at To Walk by Faith. Amen. 507 South. Let me make sure I got that street right. I know I got the street right. We'll be right there. Amen. Hold on. Let me make sure I got it right. I tell you, God is still yet moving, but we're looking to have a high time in Tucker, Georgia.
I want you all to know that God is on the move, and Prophet Carlos is moving in the spirit of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of you that's in that area, oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God. Tucker, Georgia, you better watch out. Praise the Lamb of God. The fireball is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. North Carolina, the fireball is there. Hallelujah. The heat is on. This prophet, praise the Lamb of God. The eagle-eyed prophet is. Hallelujah. That's the right address, Carlos.
Amen. To Walk by Faith this Friday, amen, at 507 South Walnut Street. That's Fairmont, North Carolina. For those of you that would
Fairmont, North Carolina.
I'll be there Friday night.
This Friday night. Don't you dare miss it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, all right.
Sylvia.
Yes, sir.
What you all got going up there, girl?
We have service on Sundays at 11:30 and intercessory prayer on Friday night at 7.
But where they going to come if they want to come? Where they going to come to?
It's Breath of Light. Oh, and I have to find the address because I don't know it by heart.
You know the cross street?
At Buncombe Road. I'm Googling it right now.
All right. Praise the Lamb. I'm just giving this time out to our faithful members here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I just think They deserve this time right now just to let us know, highlights, praise the Lamb of God, of where they are, what they're doing, and where they're going to be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You all know I'll be in next week, praise the Lamb of God, on the 19th. I will be in Cincinnati, Ohio, with the Destiny Church, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, in Cincinnati. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, on the Word Network, praise the Lamb of God. The Word Network is going to be there. We will be there prophesying and doing exhortations and things of that nature on Friday night. Praise the Lamb of God. He has spoken to me concerning a Saturday morning also, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, of doing some prophetic stuff on Saturday morning there. So those of you can come and join us. Come on, come on, come on. Be in the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Then I believe, is it the following week? No, that's in October. Praise the Lamb of God. We got a big extravaganza coming up at the Clarion Hotel at the airport here. Praise the Lamb of God. That's being hosted by, praise the Lamb of God, one of our young sons. We have more information on that. Everybody's coming in. Pastor Gail Johnson, Andre. Andre's coming in. Granddaughter's coming in. I'll be there ministering. Praise the Lamb of God. And some others that are on that ticket. Praise the Lamb of God. And we invite you to come and prepare yourself. I think it's around the 25th that week, somewhere in there. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, 25th, 67. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God at the Clarion Hotel at the airport. Praise the Lamb of God. And boy, oh boy, what a wonderful lineup it is. If we can just get the people there, it's going to be on and popping. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Raphael White, Elder Raphael White is the host for this conference, according to the card. Praise the Lamb of God in the invite. And so we invite you to come and share with us also. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all today. Praise God. Oh, it's right here at 1 o'clock. Praise the Lamb. We're coming up to the 1 o'clock hour. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do some pray. Somebody called me. I was going to open their mic, and they didn't drop. Poor, poor, poor. You got to have a little patience, people of God. Hallelujah. That 850, what is it? Praise God. Push one on your dial. If you need to speak, praise the Lamb of God, and I will come to you. Be patient. The prophet moves.
That was Andre, prophet.
Oh, that was Andre. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. All right, praise the Lord. That was one of our sons here. Praise the Lamb. Now, praise God, let's get ready. Let's get ready. This is what we're going to do. We're finna have prayer right now, Lamb of God. We're going to have prayer, and then, people of God, we're going to have a lesson. I'm going to teach you a little more. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't miss tomorrow. I forgot to tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. The author of the book, Opposition to Your Promise, will be on the radio with us. Praise the Lamb of God at around 12:30 tomorrow. You don't want to miss him as he comes on talking about the opposition to your promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Again, we're going to be talking about your favor, your faith, praise the Lamb of God. Him and I are going to be interacting on this, and that's tomorrow right here on the show. And we want you to be here, praise the Lamb of God. You don't want to miss Bishop Dr. D.V. Myatt. He's going to be right here with us, praise the Lamb of God. He's got some exciting things coming up he wants to share with us also. Praise the Lord. Right, praise God. Let me see him. Praise the Lamb of God. I need somebody to pray to get the threshing floor ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, we love you today. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And we want prayers to go up and prayers to go out today. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we're going to enter our lesson. Praise God. Prophet Darrell Saunders.
Yes, sir, Apostle, yes, sir.
Come on, take us to the throne. Get the blessing, teaching, and prophesying today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And let the Lord would release us into the prophetic realm so we can teach and preach for him right and minister right quick. Praise the Lamb in this last hour. I have so many people calling in now. Praise the Lamb of God. The line is long. And I want to start ministering to some of these people today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As the Spirit would give us utterance. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, I want this word to soak into your spirit. Call somebody. Shake a tree and tell them, praise the Lamb of God, that we are here. Hallelujah. Teaching, preaching, prophesying, praising, and worshiping Christ Jesus. Come on, Prophet Dale. Take us to the throne, man.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before your throne this evening, this morning, Lord, just to tell you thank you. God, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
For the early rising, God, we thank you for keeping us all through the night, Lord God. God, we thank you for not letting no fire break out and you didn't let no robber break in, Lord God. God, you didn't allow the things and the tragedies of this world to overtake us, Father God. For this reason, God, we come to tell you thank you. God, we ask you to forgive us and have mercy upon us. Dip us in the Lamb's blood, God, where we can come forth whiter than snow, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins of commission, sins of omission, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, if we have done anything, said anything, harmed anybody that was not pleasing to your will, God, we ask you to forgive us. Now, God, we ask you to come on and intervene on this show, oh God, and have your way, Lord God. God, come in and let teaching be easy. Let the prophetic come forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, Lord God. God, let somebody be touched. Let somebody be healed, delivered, set free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come to know, God, that the enemy is trying to oppress the people, oh God. But God, we know of the people calling to this show today, oh God, that every chain shall be broken, oh God. Every spirit of depression, oppression, shall be broken up off the lives of your people, oh God. And for this reason, God, we telling you, thanking you. God, we thank you in advance, oh God. We thank you for being a miracle worker. God, we thank you for being a burden bearer. God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for sending your son down to shed his blood for our sins, oh God. And for this reason, God, we thank you now. God, we ain't come murmuring and complaining. God, we ain't come begging and no God. But God, we thanking you, oh God, and we ask you, God, to just continue to have your way, oh God. Use our apostle like never before, oh God. Allow the anointing to rest upon him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, continue to look on the intercessors, oh God, continue to bless and touch them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, hear our prayer, oh God, in this season and in this hour, oh God, word our mouth, oh God, where we can be able to talk and speak, oh God, as your command, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and for every witch and warlock, oh God, they ever called in and listen, oh God, God, we command them to be set free in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost rest upon them. In the name of Jesus, oh God, even the children, oh God, that suffer because their parents, oh God, God, we ask you to move by your power. In the name of Jesus, God, you said it in your word, oh God, suffer unto me and the children. And oh God, in the name of Jesus, our children is in trouble, oh God. God, we know you're able to do it. See the abundance of all, oh God. More than we can ask or ever think, oh God. In the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. Demonstrate your power, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the Shekinah glory be revealed. In the name of Jesus, allow the anointing, oh God, to penetrate and lift the heart. In the name of Jesus, let the word come forth with power. Let it come forth delivering. Let it come forth healing, oh God. Heal the mind, oh God. Heal the soul, God. In the name of Jesus, we need the word, God. For the word shall stand, oh God, when prophecy pass away, when season pass away. Your word shall stand, oh God, in the last and evil days, oh God. God, we stand on your promise. We stand on your word, oh God. For God, you couldn't swear by the heavens, because the heaven was your throne. You couldn't swear by the earth, oh God, because earth is your footstool. But you said by your word, oh God. So God, we stand on your word, oh God. If it's in your word, God, we can have it in our life. God, if your word
Jesus' mighty name. God, we bless you now. And God, we wait until the battle's over, but we're telling you thank you right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me clear up here, people of God. Hallelujah. Love you, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Jonathan Stockstill, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Prophet Daryl Saunders, for leading us to that place. Praise the Lamb of God. What a prayer, what fervency. Praise the Lamb of God. What a man of God he is. People of God, I want you now to get your Bibles. Praise the Lamb of God. Open the Word of God with me again to chapter 11 of Hebrews. Chapter 11 of Hebrews, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This book that is declared the faith book, and we've talked about faith, praise the Lamb of God, and favor mingled together, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Truly, they must intersect. It's very hard to separate faith and favor, praise the Lamb of God. We determined that favor, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is the mixture of grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Mercy withholds from you what you do deserve, and grace gives you what you don't. I think I said something right there, Prophet Daryl. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mercy withholds from you what you do deserve. That's why when you get in, you say, Lord, have mercy. You deserve it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you need God to withhold what is about to happen. Grace is what God bestows upon us. Hallelujah, his supernatural imposement, hallelujah, in our lives, that he releases blessings to us, yes, God, with us being undeserving of it. Hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God. Favor is a mixture of both of them, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. When those two kiss, favor is born, hallelujah. But faith is the prelude, praise the Lamb of God, to your favor. Hallelujah. We declare that faith is supernatural, grace is supernatural, and mercy is supernatural. All of them come from God. Hallelujah. All of them was before the world was. God already had faith, mercy, and grace living within him. Praise the Lamb of God. Created the worlds with faith. Praise the Lamb of God. He's shown mercy to 1,000 generations. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So we know all of this has been around. And when we interact with it, praise the Lamb of God, we recognize that we are in the spirit or spiritual plane in a spiritual encounter, praise the Lamb of God, when faith and favor, praise the Lamb of God, mercy and grace is operating. Yes, Lord, praise the Lamb of God. So now, in this particular passage of scripture that we're looking at here, praise the Lord, chapter 11, and we're down here in the 27th verse, praise God, where Moses is coming out of Egypt, praise the Lamb of God, right there. It says, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover, the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Boy, that's powerful right here in this season that we're in. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Praise the Lamb of God. Talking about the death angel. Talking about the Lord when he came through Egypt. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those that participated in the Passover feast and took that was the first Passover that was ever recorded. Praise the Lamb of God. And took that lamb's blood and put it on the doorpost, God passed over, praise the Lamb of God, when the death angel came, at midnight through the cataracts of Egypt. Now watch this now, praise the Lamb of God. those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who know that Christ is our Passover Lamb. He is our scapegoat, praise the Lamb of God. He's our Passover Lamb. Hallelujah. When Jesus implemented 13th chapter of St. John, I believe it is, when he implemented prophets and prophetess, the pastors and preachers, the communion service, as we call it, praise, so everybody understands what I'm talking about. When he implemented, praise the Lamb of God, he told his disciples, if you don't participate in this, you have no part with me. Hello, Lightbuzz. Praise the Lamb of God. To those of you who omit the Passover out of your lives and don't count it serious enough, praise the Lamb of God, for you to make that special trip to the church, yes, in order to have communion or to make sure it's done in your home, praise the Lamb of God, or something of that nature, and you can just bypass it like it's nothing. Jesus said, you have no part with me, praise the Lamb of God. And to have no part with him means the blood in it on the doorpost. To have no part means, praise the Lamb of God, if the death angel come, hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God, you in trouble. Hallelujah. The Bible says to us, and this is very serious business. The Bible says to us in Corinthians, Paul says, many are asleep, they're dead, and many are sick among you, because you did not discern properly the Lord's table. That's the Passover. He is our Passover. You did not discern properly the Lord's table. Many are dead, and many are sick among you because of this reason. Hello, Lightbulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. That you didn't approach that table with reverence, with holiness, that you didn't repent of your sins and remember the covenant and the suffering of the Lord, the death of the Lord, hallelujah, and the resurrection of the Lord. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Now, you think it's just a whole ritual or a memorial. Many are dead and many are sick. Because they have eaten and drinking unworthy of the table. They have eaten and drinking damnation to your soul. That's in the book. I didn't write it. That's in the book.
That's right. That's right, Apostle.
That's in the book. I didn't write it. That's in the Bible. I'm quoting to you what it says. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And I'm sounding the alarm. Because this is not the season, people of God, for us to play games with God. This is not the season. Hallelujah. This is the season to be sincere in every area of our lives. With thunderstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, mudslides, diseases that we don't even have cures for, wars and rumors of wars, people cracking up. People killing people for no reason at all. Man got out of his truck yesterday, walked over to the other man's truck and said, man, is there a problem? He just opened fire on him and just shot him down dead. Raping old women. You need the blood. You need Jesus in this season. People being robbed and murdered. You need Jesus. The only safe place is in his arms. Is in his hand, is in his will, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Passover was a commandment given to Moses to the children of Israel. The Passover is a commandment given to us by Jesus Christ. There is no options. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb.
It's a pop.
All my mics open and all everybody can't nobody say amen today. Praise the Lord.
It's a pop. You teaching the book.
Amen, amen.
You teaching the book anyway. You teaching the book anyway.
I'm trying to teach. I'm trying to teach them to be a prophet now. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Because your death is coming. When people eat and drink off that table, thinking they're doing a ritual. He said, eat, this is my body. He said, drink, this is my blood.
Come on, Apostle, teach the book.
Hello, Lightbulbs.
Teach the book, preacher.
Eat, this is my body. Drink, this is my blood. Under the same breath, he said, love ye one another. That's the crucial part with us coming to the table, eating with all this hatred, malice, jealousy, and all this stuff wrapped up in our hearts when we approach the table.
Teach the book, man.
He told his disciples, love ye one another as I have loved you. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That's your identification card. Love. Agape. Hallelujah. It ain't how well you prophesy.
That's right.
How good you sing. How hard you pray. Hello, Lightbulbs. It's love, Jesus said. And it's all through the scriptures of New Testament. If I prophesy, if I speak with the tongues of men and angels, Paul said, have not love, I'm nothing.
That's what the word says. That's what
I'm
the word says.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to teach you the truth. Hallelujah. If it make you snag a tooth, I'm going to teach you the truth.
What?
Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Watch this now. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. The sprinkling of the blood, yes, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. That's verse 27. 28. Verse 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. The Lord opened up the Red Sea for them, fanned the bottom dry. Hallelujah. Blew the wind through, the east wind came, dried the bottom.
It would make it
so they could walk across. These same people that had the blood on the doorposts of the lintels. Come on, talk to me here.
See?
Hallelujah. Okay, you don't know his power in the blood. That's the problem. What the Egyptians are swaying to do? Well, drown. Watch this. People without the blood tried to do what the people with the blood did. They drowned. Hello, Lightbulbs.
Teach the book.
Pharaoh's army got there. Uncircumcised in heart and flesh, had not participated in the blood of the lamb offering, they drowned. Don't expect sinners to be able to walk where you walk, saint. Don't be expect hypocrites to be able to live on the level you live on. Your faith in God, your relationship in this covenant has placed you in a favored position that God will open Red Seas for you. God will rain down manna for you. God will destroy your enemy for you. God
will
fight your battles for you.
Yes,
God will from the storm and the rain. Hallelujah. The flood will come, but you won't float away. Hallelujah. God has you because you are highly favored because of the blood of his son that's upon you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't expect that to be on people who don't reverence and honor the sacrifice that God gave us and the sacrifice that was made by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is not taught enough in our churches.
You better say
this
that.
This is not shown forth in our communion services. The real deal about the blood of Jesus. about this sacrifice and what it means to us. This is what favors us. This is what causes us to be in a better position. It's the blood, praise the Lamb of God, that we receive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Through our repentance, through our acceptance, hallelujah, but through our participation, obeying God.
Jesus.
By faith they did that. By faith, we believe when we eat the body and drink the blood. By faith, when we approach that table, we believe we're approaching the body and the blood of Jesus.
Yes, we do. I know I do.
By faith. Hello, light bulbs. Don't think you're entering into a ritual. When you approach that table, let your heart be pure. Let your conscience be clean. And sing that old song, "Search Me, Lord. Let the spotlight of heaven shine on me. Search me. And if you find anything that should not be, take it out and sanctify me. Search me, Lord." Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I know I'm teaching whether you like it or not. Hallelujah. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. They walked around 7 days, once a day, and 7 days, seven times, without murmuring. By faith, they obeyed God. By faith. And you got to understand this, brothers and sisters. Sometimes your favor moment is put to the test by your faith act. I think I said something. I'm going bald head trying to tell y'all stuff. Lord, I'm merciful.
Jesus.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus.
Hallelujah. My God. My God, yeah, I said something. Praise somebody need to put that on Facebook. Hallelujah. I don't even know if I can repeat what I said. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But your favor, praise the Lamb of God, many times before it's released on you, in the magnitude that you desire it or it needs to, praise the Lamb of God, your faith action has to come before it. Because faith releases favor, praise the Lamb of God. Faith releases your blessings. Hallelujah. By faith, they believe the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. They believe the word of God. He told Joshua, tell them to walk 7 times around on the 7th day, once a day, for a whole week, and tell them don't murmur, don't say a word while they're marching. All of these folk marching and couldn't say nothing. Don't murmur, don't say a word, just march around the walls of Jericho. Then on the last day, he says, now let the joy be known. Shout with a great shout. That this is the sword of the Lord and the sword of Joshua. And the walls fell flat. And the walls fell flat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they assailed up and took Jericho. My God, my God, my God. Woo! Boy, oh boy, that old song just leaped in my spirit, Prophet Darrell. Have you any rivers?
Have you any rivers?
That you think are uncrossable?
That you think are crossable.
Any mountains you cannot climb?
Any mountains that you cannot climb?
God specializes.
God specializes. That seems impossible.
And he can do. But no other power can do.
No
hallelujah.
Other power can can do.
And he specialized. That's it, Prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. By the hardly Rahab perished, not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Hallelujah. Now, this deep here, Prophet Darrell, I'm going to take my hat off and talk about this, because this here deep. Praise the Lamb of God. This was a woman of ill repute.
Oh, my God.
A woman of the red light district.
Mm.
A harlot. She was a whore.
Yes,
a prophet. Hello, light bulbs.
Teaching.
She purchased deliverance. But she purchased her deliverance because she believed the report.
Mm.
And hid them spies. It's right there in your Bible. She hid the spies from death.
Yes, she did.
Hallelujah. And when the city was about to be destroyed, Joshua sent her word and said, hang that thread out of your window so we'll make sure no harm come to you.
Come on, Prophet.
And she was delivered. And I hate to tell you all this. When you look at the bloodline and the genealogy of Jesus Christ on his mother's side, Rahab is in there.
Come on now.
All right, bubs. When you look at, praise the Lamb of God, his genealogy, Rahab is in the genealogy.
Ooh, God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God can use anybody.
Yes, he can.
Hallelujah. While you pointing a finger at people you think is all messed up, their faith may be more intact than yours.
Oh, no.
Amen.
Say that. You better say that.
You working out of religiosity. Praise the Lamb of God. Religious practices. And they living in faith.
And they living.
In faith. Crying out to God.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's right there in your Bible. I didn't make it up. I didn't write that. It's right there. She perished not with them that perished in Jericho.
That's what that's saying.
Because they believe not. Hello, light bulb.
Say it.
Receive the spies in peace. God favored her. Is that favor? That's favor. Hallelujah. Watch this. Now, this is the part I get excited about, so y'all got to give me a minute here. What shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, also in Samuel, and of the prophets. Y'all listen to this. Who through faith subdued kingdom, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. I'm going to stop right there.
Oh, my God. You saying some apostle.
Obtained promises. Do you know what obtained mean? Got a hold to. Put their hands on the promises. The promises came to fruition by faith, by obeying God's word, by participating the way God wanted them to. They received their promises. It's right there. Did y'all read it?
It's right there in verse 33.
Obtained the promises.
Mm-hmm.
What's holding up your promise?
Yeah.
What's standing in the way of your promises? What's causing your promises not to be fulfilled? Mighty quiet on the set.
Mm-hmm.
Could it just be that you're really not walking in faith?
Lord Jesus.
That you play games with God's word?
Help us, Lord.
That one day you on, the next day you off. Hallelujah. That you really don't live by faith.
Help us, Lord.
Ah, God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My, my, my. My,
you know what,
I wonder. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes.
You know, I really understand, you know, about faith. Because, you know, I had my family reunion last month. And then I turned around and had a party for a birthday celebration for my mom. Mind you, I had cooked everything. I had spent all my money for the family reunion. I spent all my money for my mama's birthday party. I didn't have no in my house for the month of October.
What you talking about, man?
But God, God made sure that I ate every day.
My, bet you got full, too.
Oh, you know I did. God did it. Nobody but God. And I trust him with all my being. I trust him with everything in me. I trust God. And my mother said, "What? You just act like the, I don't let nothing bother me." It was an old prophet. His name, Prophet A.K.L. Johnson. You may remember him. He was 90-some years. No, he was 102, 101, 102, one of them. And that man, I said, "How did you live for so long?" He said, "Son, I don't let nothing bother me. I don't let nothing stress me out. I don't worry about nothing. I just lean and depend on God."
My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. See, that's the lesson of spiritual maturity. When you come to spiritual maturity, your faith locks in and it does not waver. I was just thinking, Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I remember one time, praise the Lamb of God, I think I was talking to you and you was doing a lot and your money was thin and you was talking about your telephone. And you said, "But Prophet Shakespeare, I'm going to tell you, if my phone get cut off, I ain't worried about it because it'll get cut back on." See, that's faith talk right there. Faith does not worry. Faith does not get stressed out about what's going to take place.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. Faith is being secure in God. It's a security in God.
That's right.
How can I believe that when I die, I'm going to see God's face and enjoy all the pleasures of heaven when the New Jerusalem come down and he's going to raise my mortal body from the grave and reunite my spirit with it and give me a glorified state like unto his own body. For it does not yet what we shall be like, but we shall be like Jesus. Hallelujah. Who was in the flesh, yet spiritual at the same time when he boarded the cloud. It does not yet appear what we shall be like, but we shall be like him. Hallelujah. I can believe all of that, but I can't believe God can going to feed me, that he going to clothe me, that he going to house me.
Okay.
Woo! My God,
my God, my God, my God.
Glory,
my God, my God, my God. And then somebody might say, "Well, Shakespeare, you ain't never been outdoors." I came home from Orlando, Florida one year, and my furniture was on the lawn. And my daughter Angel is right here, and she know about it. Hallelujah. But the furniture didn't spend a night outside, neither did we. Hello, light bulb.
I know that's right, Apostle. I know that's right.
Some of that happened right here in Detroit. Hello, light bulbs.
Jesus.
So don't tell me I don't know. Maybe you be an angel just walking in. Hallelujah. My daughter just walked in. I've seen hungry days when I didn't know how I was. One day the refrigerator was so bad it wasn't ice in there.
Wait, Fossil.
My wife looked at me and said, "What are we gonna feed these kids?" I looked at her and said, "The Lord ain't never failed. We ate every day." Before I could stop talking, a knock came at the door. Went to the door, was one of my friends, Vincent Ross. Had four extra large pizzas, pop, salad, and everything in his hand. Man, we finna watch the game. As a kid, I bought pizzas and stuff. We ate on pizza for... God will always make a way when your faith intact.
That's right.
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I've been in some tight spots. Bullets have flew over my head.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I went home and holes was in my coat, but wasn't no hole in my body. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
I've seen what God can do. If your faith intact, praise the Lamb of God. I know what he can do. When your faith intact, praise the Lamb of God. You will receive the promises of God. If you believe his word, the Bible says he knows them that trust in him. I'm trying to get your favor released to you, people of God, because it's your favorite season right now.
Yes,
but if you obey that word, then your faith is deactivated. If you can't obey this word, your faith deactivates. And when God come back with your blessing, you have his hands tied. He can't deliver.
Jesus.
He do like UPS when you're not home, even though you're there. They put a note on your door. God leave you a little notice called trouble. I said, when you get it together, call me. I got it for you. Hallelujah. It's going back to the post office. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, but when you're trusting in God, when you believe his word and walk in it, praise the Lamb of God.
You better say
his
that.
His favor is upon you. Everywhere you go, his favor is upon you. You walk in divine favor. Praise the Lamb of God. You walk in divine favor. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But you got to know that you know God is with you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And have an expectancy. See, I have an expectancy on my favor. Praise
yes,
the Lamb.
God.
There's an expectancy on the favor that's on my life. I expect God to do some things that he don't do for other people. I expect to go in the store and get the best deals. I expect for him to give me something free.
I know that's me too, Apostle.
Hello, light bulb.
Jesus.
I expect for my doctor to just look at me, talking to me, and say, you know, I really like you, man. I expect that. Because the glory of the Lord is on my face. And
Jesus.
I know it's there. I expect it. Hallelujah. I expect. I went to the doctor's office. Praise the Lamb of God. My medical hadn't kicked in yet. He told me, he told the receptionist, don't charge him a dime for office visits or nothing. Until his medical check in. And then start charging it to the car. She said, what? He said, don't charge him, I said. I still got samples that the doctor gave me. Boxes and bags of stuff that I needed. Here, take that home. You ain't got to buy no medication. Take that home. Favor, people of God. And they don't do that for everybody, and I know it. Favor.
Jesus. Yes.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. If you just trust him, if you just live for him, if you just do your part to obey that word and do what the Lord tells you. When the Lord tells you to do something, do it. Prophetical people, don't be afraid to do it.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Remember, you came in the world with nothing. Whatever you got right now is more than you had when you were born.
You better say that, Apostle.
Never be afraid to release something because you came with nothing. And something came into your hand. As long as you God's child, something coming into your hand. Something coming into your house. Praise the Lamb of God. God will bless you beyond your vivid imagination. Hallelujah. He will give you more in an apartment than people have in a home. He'll give you more in your home than people have, praise the Lamb of God, who rich. He'll give it to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. But let faith do her perfect work in you. Praise. And I'm not going to tell you, it's not going to be a struggle sometimes. But let faith win the battle with your flesh. Because your flesh war against your faith.
That's true.
Yes.
Your flesh wars against your faith.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Jeez. Praise the Lamb. Boy, now I done went over it. Man, we supposed to be prophesying and stuff. My goodness.
You prophesy.
Somebody
right
needs
now,
to hear this.
You prophesy.
Somebody needs to hear this.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The end of that verse, and we're going to stop right there, said, stop the mouths of lions. Do you know what that means? And you didn't read about Daniel and the lions then. But he wasn't the only one. The Lord just recorded that one by the Holy Ghost. But many went in the lion's den, thrown in, and went in faith, refusing to bow, refusing to surrender their belief in God. Stop the mouths of the lions. Praise the Lamb of God. God can keep you anywhere you are.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of the Lord coming on me. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's the way, Jesus.
Your name, Jesus. Somebody's in a battle. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. Somebody's in a battle right now. You're in a battle right now. Hallelujah. God has declared your victory. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God has declared your victory. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, the Lord is here. I got an angel in my studio, and maybe she walked the Holy Ghost up in here with her. She walked in, the Spirit went all over me. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, speak, Lord. Your servants are here. Under the shit. We give you praise, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. Ooh, boy, some people is about to be blessed. But, boy, listen, you shouldn't have listened to this show today. Hallelujah. My God, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Hallelujah. It's coming upon you right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Doors are opening. Thank you, Father. We give you praise for them. We give you praise. We give you praise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, your way is made to the conference. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to bless you. Somebody's going to pay your full way to the conference. Praise the Lamb of God to the gathering. Hallelujah. Your full way is paid. Hallelujah. Somebody's about to pay it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, is that, don't ask God for as you want it. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The Prophet Dale, this woman, I guess she a pastor or has something to do with the building that you're about to lease or go into. God's going to give you great favor with that woman. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to give you great favor beyond that building. Praise the Lamb of God. Beyond that building, that's blessings. Praise the Lamb of God that's going to come into your hand because of that woman. Praise the Lamb.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Yes,
oh,
God.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Prophet Darren, praise the Lamb of God. I see some deeds and some keys being given to you. I see some deeds and some keys being given. Glory to the Lamb. Bless the holy name. Hallelujah. Bless him. Bless him. Ain't nobody like Jesus. Nobody can do what Jesus does. Awesome in all of his ways. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
God, my God. What a mighty God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
What a mighty God we serve.
Thank you,
awesome.
Jesus.
Hey. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
God, I love you, Lord. Praise God. Oh, boy, oh, boy. My God. Bob, you can jump in here if you had a word for anybody. Here goes somebody calling right here. Let me see who this is. Eric Cole 919. Your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Never fails.
919 Eric Cole.
Yes, I was part of Henderson, North Carolina. And
who's
I
calling?
Like this word. Vontae Wright. Vontae Wright. And I was calling from Henderson, North Carolina. And I was just saying that I like the word that the God was giving you. He was really speaking to me. And I was wondering, can I really get a word from, really, really hear from God?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, if you hear something for your brother, praise the Lamb of God, you can speak it. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say, hold your peace. Hold your peace and let him fight your battle. If you will hold your peace, sure God said it. God said if you will just hold your peace and let him fight the battle, he said he will make easy and successful your way. Because the enemy want to stop and block you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it just seemed like everything that you could do would go wrong. But God said, if you would just hold your peace,
yes,
he will fight your battle. Between now and next week, yes, Lord, between now and next week, you're going to see the hand of God moving on your behalf. Only if you hold your peace.
Amen. Hallelujah. Young man, I don't know you, but I see you in like a holding pattern. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is what the Lord spoke. Praise the Lamb of God. This holding pattern is like you haven't been able to go forward, backwards, or anything. You're just in a holding place, like, praise the Lamb of God. And it's very frustrating to you. But I agree with Prophet Dale 100%. Hold your peace, man. Praise the Lamb of God. Take a deep breath. You are in the last stretch of this ride, praise the Lamb of God, like you're claustrophobic, but don't in this ride. But if you stay in it, praise the Lamb of God. This is what the Lord spoke to me. The dam is about to break, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And your blessing will overtake you in Jesus' mighty name. You coming out of this strong, praise the Lamb of God. Don't even worry about it. You coming out of this strong, hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Ah, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, brother, we love you today.
Much love to you, too.
All right, now, praise the Lamb of God. He's from Henderson, North Carolina. Praise the Lord. All right, Erico 661, your mic is hot.
Praise God.
Praise God. This is the mighty prophet Shakespeare. Jermaine calling.
Oh, it's Jermaine. Hey, Jermaine, man. Jermaine.
Yeah.
Jermaine, we came to the place. Now we're going to Fort Worth, Texas. What are you going to do, Jermaine?
You going to Fort Worth, Texas?
For the conference, man, in November.
In November, what are the dates?
6, 7, and 8. That Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. In my profession, because this is what I'm hoping by faith, God will give me the breakthrough that He has for me. And I'm willing to do His will, and I guarantee you that I'll be there because I'm working right now. I'm a school teacher, as you already know, and I'm on break right now because
right.
I have to go back for parent conference around 6 o'clock tonight. And I'll be there from 6 to 8. But I just so happened to get on the Blog Talk Radio because I haven't been on for quite some time, and I said
right.
I'll give you a shout out while I've got time. And so
hallelujah. Well, wait a minute, Prophet Darrell, did you hear something from Jermaine today? Hallelujah. This is one of my Ace King booms here.
Now I just heard the Lord say promotion is right around the corner.
My God.
Promotion. I see the Lord just showed me that you had your own school.
No, not almighty.
He showed me he was a principal of a school.
Uh oh, that's what I heard. I heard principal. I heard principal.
The principal.
Praise God.
I heard principal.
Yes, Lord. Because you said you want to be at the God, and God said He's going to make provision for you to be there.
Yes, God.
Yes.
God said He's going to, yes, Lord. God said the door is open. Only thing you got to do is step forth and step in it.
My God.
He said, take the principal position. Take it.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. We will receive it.
God said there's a check being put in your hand for some thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Jermaine.
Yes.
Open your hand.
It's open.
A check is being put in your hand for some thousands of dollars.
Yes, Lord.
I won't take it back in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Of Jesus. Only Jesus.
That He has favored you in this. God said, favor is yours in this season. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo, the favor anointing on you, man.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I told you God is just doing all kind of miracles, signs and wonders. And I'm just so happy to be a part of it where when God blesses you and I can bless others in the process. That's all God asks for. And that's
hallelujah.
What I want to do in His kingdom. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is good. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is kind. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. People of God, I tell you, the Lord is on this show even right now. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
My God, I want to bless some more. Praise Prophet Darrell, I need you. Athelia, all of you on the touch and agree with me right quick. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, lift your hands wherever you're at. We don't have enough time. We only got a few minutes left. Hallelujah. You know, tomorrow is our regular prophetic word day. And some people say, well, God can't prophesy on the other day. Yes, He can. But tomorrow, tonight, praise the Lamb of God. And in the morning, we spend time in prayer praying for you, people of God, that the Lord would release a prophetic word to us on Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God. Ain't nobody paying us, so we can do it when we get ready.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
For the arrogant, the pridish, and the flip lip. Hallelujah. I just want to say that to you. Hallelujah. I can prophesy every day of the week. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we choose to do it on Thursday. It is straining on us. It's draining on our spirit. And I ain't mad at nobody. But I know what I heard in the spirit. They only want to, and they prophesy who they want to. We speak what God says. If
that's
you would
it.
Spend some time in prayer, he'll speak to you.
Yes, he will.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord. Yes,
and
he
I'm
will.
Talking about his us through us to you. But this
yes.
is not a just jump on the show and get a word.
Yes.
And you ain't said good morning to God.
Huh.
That's right.
Now, you ain't got to like me, ain't never got to listen no more. But you're going to know the truth if it make
yeah.
you snagger. You're going to know it on this show.
Yeah.
I love like Bubba, and I love
yeah.
you all. But it's the truth.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
yes it is.
If you make your snagger too, you're
going to get a show.
Amen.
This prophecy. This God thing. Yeah. Hello, like Bub.
Oh,
now stretch your hands
yes.
to the Lord. Father, in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes, God.
For every obedient one.
Yes, Jesus.
Listening to my voice.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Let your favor.
Jesus.
Let your grace.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Your mercy, come in a huddle together and kiss and become one.
Yes,
God. Yes, God. Oh, let faith rise up in us, God.
Yes,
you're the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes, you are.
That we
yes.
can obey your word. Strengthen our unbelief
yes.
through your
yes.
wonders and miracles in our lives.
Jesus.
Show
yes,
us wondrous things out of your word. The deep treasures, the secret things of the earth.
Yes,
hallelujah. Things
yes,
man has not even tapped into.
Yes,
reveal
Lord.
Unto your servants,
yes.
O God,
yes,
that wealth
Lord.
And riches may be
yes,
in your kingdom.
Yes,
silver and gold in the earth that they don't even know
yes,
where it's at.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hidden diamonds.
Hallelujah.
Places, oh God. Healing, Jesus. Healing ingredients they
yes,
know not of.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Cause
you,
us
Lord.
To be the head and not the tail.
Yes.
Lend us and not the borrowers. Give us wealth. The bad properties, oh God.
Yes,
that your
Lord.
People will not be robbed.
Hallelujah.
Yes, they've stolen our home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We cry out.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let us own the land.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless us.
Come in, Lord.
Bless transfer
Lord.
This wealth
yes.
Yes.
to your
Lord.
People.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Have laid it up for themselves.
Yes,
Lord.
Bless
Lord.
Us that we might be a blessing.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you.
In the name. Above
yes,
every
Lord.
Name.
Yes, God.
Our King of Kings.
In
yes.
the name of Jesus.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Dear God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Our master.
Because we pray according to your will.
Yes, Jesus.
This is our confidence.
Yes, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
This
yes,
is our confidence.
Yes, Jesus.
And we shall have the thing that we are prayed for.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Master
in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus mighty name. Thank you, Father God.
Jesus mighty name.
Jesus
mighty name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise you.
Oh, how we love you today.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord is
here.
Oh, my God.
You are worthy.
Keep your hands lifted, people. Keep your hands lifted.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, you
worthy. Keep your hands lifted. My God, download it to us, God. In your holy name. We love you today. We bless you today. People of God, we're out of time. Don't forget to register for the conference. Our registration is only $50 this year at psmintl.org. The Lamb of God, psmintl.org, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries.org. Don't forget, people of God, if you're able to sow a seed to help somebody else go, a blessing today. Be a blessing. Pray over this. You know you can't go, but you can send go. Send somebody else. Praise the Lamb of God and be a blessing in their lives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm still expecting a miracle. I'm still expecting a huge seed to be sown to the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So that we can be covered in our expenses for this conference. It's going to be wonderful. I love you, people of God. I bless you. Hallelujah. Dance in the Spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah Jireh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can't find the words to express what I'm feeling inside.
I
get lost in your eyes. You sing the love song of heaven, and my heart starts to cry.
That's the Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Lord. You are the comforter, my redeemer. Yes, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We give you for the bandana. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for victory in Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I will be. Father. Ukurabantian Baka. We lift my hands to you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
My heart.